Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Welcome to Songs with Words. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. It's been a while, and even today is not a complete return to the ordinary because we're missing our beloved other half, Josephine.
Shout out.
Josephine's getting her money up today instead of being here in the studio with us, but it's okay.
Shout out to the host.
I miss when you'd say, good morning. Yeah. It's
good
not the morning
afternoon.
And Joe's not here. Yeah, you could do that.
Today we have some really lovely guests with us today. I already said it was today. If you didn't know, today is today.
What?
Welcome, Eli, and welcome, Talia.
Thanks for having us, Veronica.
Hi, it's always such an honor to have you.
I am so happy to be back.
It is good to be back, isn't it? And it's good to have a sunny day to welcome us back.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're listening to Falling Off a Horse by Felix LaBand. LaBand.
From Frances Ha.
From Frances Ha.
Great
by
movie.
By Frances Ha.
She made a great dance to this.
She did.
It was a pinnacle of her career. Truly.
Before that was Golden Phone by Mikachu and the Shapes.
Awesome.
Mikachu. Okay.
Close.
Different. How's everyone doing today?
Good. I just built a fairy house, so I feel really good about that. It was for one of my classes, and if you want to see it, it's in the little, as Veronica calls it, whimsical area next to Hodge.
It's like Whimsy Island.
It's totally Whimsy Island, and it's really beautiful, and I practiced my earth stewardship and connected to nature.
How beautiful.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Go take a look.
Yeah.
See Chrysanthemum the fairy. She'll be there.
Does she live there full time?
Yeah, in the community at least. Like, and she has a lot of people. I think there's like a rotating cast of characters in there, but she
and they all just like hang out.
Yeah, they all hang out.
And like learn from each other and grow.
Yeah. I'm not sure what happens in the winter. So she might like take a hiatus. I bet she goes
on
vacation. Do you
think
she
migrates?
Maybe. I mean, a lot of other people are building fairy houses for this class. So I'd like to think that all the fairies on campus know each other and they go hang out at each other's cribs.
Oh my god. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, next we're gonna hear more by Dina Ogon. Thank you, Talia, for this request.
No problem.
We'll see you in a minute.
Me. There's something I should say before it's too late. Yeah, I got to save the date. Calligraphy was great, but I'm begging Bonnie, wait.
tired, bleeding on the bed. The milk is just expired, all the leaves are dead. I'm not quiet, you've been quiet, just receiving what you said. Reeling, feeding, feeling filled by everything you fed. I see you as you see yourself through all the books you read. Overwhelmed with guilt and realizing the disease. You give me chills, I've had it with the chills.
That was just Vampire Empire from Adrian Lenker's new release.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, Adrian Lenker. And we were just discussing how we actually prefer this version.
Mm-hmm. And how some of the lyrics are different.
Mm-hmm.
Than the original band version.
Continued.
Yeah. I love it when people do this.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised.
I love it when there's discourse and conversation between projects.
So true. For example, how I was just saying, it made us ponder, how come they made these creative decisions?
Yeah.
And why? What were you thinking? How does this change the effect of the song?
And also, it feels so... I'm going to say it. I prefer Adrian Lenker to Big Thief. If I
really?
Had to pit the two against each other.
You don't have to.
But I don't have to.
But if we're going to...
But it's just like,
wow.
And so I like this version because it's like more Adrian Lenker.
Interesting.
What a beautiful voice.
I'm sorry.
No, that's like a correct
never
thing
to say that I dislike Big Thief.
Yeah,
I love
course,
Big Thief.
Well, we famously saw Big Thief.
We did. Eli and I.
So if you were there, maybe you would have a different
instead of me, you saw Big Thief. Yeah. So
Veronica and I were going to go together.
Actually, thanks to me, Eli, you saw Big Thief.
And you got a shirt
at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery in Los Angeles, California.
Shout out.
A classic Talia and Eli mess around. Our first one-on-one hangout. It was classic. Amazing. Like, we had a picnic beforehand.
Yeah, barbecue plus rice.
Barbecue plus rice. And somebody, like, fainted behind us.
Yeah, someone
that was
did
stressful.
Faint.
That always happens.
Flight or freeze, I froze. I just stared at him for a while.
I don't remember what song was playing, but they stopped playing.
There's always something, some drama happening at a concert. But
especially at a cemetery concert.
Yeah. Once when I was in high school, I went to see Wallows, if
so
anyone
true.
remembers them.
Dylan Minnette,
yeah. And we were waiting for so long. It was at the Fonda. We were waiting for so long, and someone threw up in the pit.
Hello.
Ew. I guess that's the place to do it.
It was so nasty.
Throw up in a seated section.
It was so nasty.
That's gross. But that was, like, literally one of the best concerts of my so far in my life.
I say the same.
Like, honestly. And it was their last show of their tour. Mm. Their last show together for a while, because Adrian is doing her own touring, and Buck Meek is doing his own touring now. Of their own stuff, Buck and Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, so emotional at the end, all hugging. It was beautiful.
Wow.
And we bought
That's
shirts.
So beautiful.
Yeah,
and
you got shirts.
And I saw, like, three people I knew.
Yeah, and I sued none of them.
If you're going to go see Big Thief, it's always, like, a who's who at Big
who's
Thief.
Who?
Yeah.
So before that...
What did we listen to before that?
We heard
Joni Mitchell.
It seems that
Automation is on.
Automation is on, and also logging the songs that...
Great. Well, one of the songs was Joni Mitchell.
Wait, hold on.
Right?
Yes. Just, like, let me get oriented. Okay, it was You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio, which I didn't even realize we're playing on the radio, by Joni Mitchell, which, welcome back, Joni Mitchell.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Live in studio.
Live in studio.
Hi,
so
and I was gonna say, it's probably, like, I mean, I don't know. All to say that not as if I said anything. All that nothing to say that people were probably playing Joni Mitchell from their Apple Music this whole time, but I was experiencing a severe lack of Joni Mitchell on the radio.
I'm so happy to hear her, and so happy that she's back, and I listen to it all the time now.
Mm-hmm. I will say,
in every,
like,
scenario.
She and who's the other one?
Neil Young.
They kind of accepted defeat.
Yeah.
It was like, I think the statement from Joni Mitchell was that she realized that in her act of protest, she was depriving a lot of people of enjoying her art.
I think it was hurting the fans
also,
more than it was.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt that she was losing that much money, because Spotify doesn't really.
No, that's not. It was more that, like, the Joe Rogan podcast is now on other platforms, and so they're like, well, we can't take our music off of everything.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
I think that
context
was part of it. Yeah.
But what a beautiful day when those came back. I remember exactly where I was
when Joni Mitchell came back.
It was spring break. I was lying on a couch cushion in my backyard, which is just, like, a square of wood. And I, like, looking out onto the alley, and I put, like, a towel over it, and I was lying in the sun sitting next to my bestie, and we were eating grapes and journaling. We were both journaling and eating grapes, and we were in our bathing suit soaking in the sun. And then she saw a tweet, and she was like, wait, Neil Young is back on Spotify. Do you think ... ellipses? Mm-hmm. And in fact, Joni Mitchell is back on Spotify, but not Blue, the album, yet.
That's so awesome. But it is back now.
Now Blue's back. Yeah.
Where were you when Blue came back?
It was, like, the next day, and everybody was posting it on their stories. And I was like, I already knew. But then I was like, wait, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Where were you guys?
I was in bed.
Yeah, I was also in my dining room at home, also over break.
That's cool, but not as cool.
It was not as cool. I was on my, our family iPad.
I was upset because I had just returned from a really long road trip.
Oh, yes.
And so it was sad. Because also...
Was it after the road trip?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah,
and
otherwise
also,
we would have been listening on.
Adrian Lenker's new album, what is it called? Bright Future was also released at the end of the week after the road trip, and I was upset because it was like, wow,
there's
so much material that
I know it was so much material. Yeah. Oh, so much material that you could have listened to during the road trip. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, totally.
Wait, what else did you do over break, Veronica? Anything big?
I ran a marathon.
Woo! Eli and I were there.
Yeah, we were there. We were cheering.
We were so supportive.
We had signs.
I had a big sign that said V.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was so, we're really proud
of her. It
was
such a beautiful, it was such a beautiful triumphant day.
26.2 miles.
And I just felt so grateful for my friends and my family and the people that love me and to support me and keep me strong and alive, and the legs that keep me up and the heart that keeps me able going. Bodies.
Did you run like to warm up before the marathon?
No. I did not.
That did you sprint stretch. At the beginning? No, that's not what you do in a marathon. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Wait, yeah,
and the beginning took a really long time. Like, it was like probably 10 minutes from when they did the start horn to when I actually crossed the start line, because there were so many people in the section.
Like you were just like standing behind people?
Yeah, we were just like walking, yeah.
That's funny.
And then there was this guy in a St. Patrick's Day suit at the quarter mile mark, and he was like, 26 miles to go.
That's really mean.
It was silly.
That would hurt my feelings. On how many runners there were?
I think it was like less than 10,000.
Oh, really?
And Cody Ko wasn't
very small. Cody Ko was not there. Probably because he's running the Boston Marathon.
No, he's on Oh, he is?
I'm just going to assume that because Boston is more important as a marathon.
He's on paternity leave.
Maybe. He better be, honestly.
Has a baby.
I feel like it's really not fair if he's like spending all his time marathon training.
Cody Ko is the father of Cody Ko's
and he just had a baby.
And it's like, oh, sorry, I can't help you right now with the child. I have to go run 20 miles.
I think there's like 25,000 people running the Boston Marathon.
It's probably the most important American marathon, I would say.
Who is the child bearer of Cody Ko's baby?
I don't know her name, but they're like, they've been together for a while.
I'm just not up. I'm not hit.
I don't know Cody Ko.
I don't even think I know who Cody Ko is. I'm gonna be honest with you guys.
But all I know is that he pivoted in recent years to a lot of running content. And as a famous Angelino, I wanted him to be there.
Yeah. One time I DM'd him a picture or like a video on Instagram and he opened it. And then he didn't interact with it.
Oh my god.
What was the video?
I don't remember.
It was a video of you saying, I love you, Cody Ko.
I think it was like I came across some like thing that is like canon with like what he talks about or something.
I'd love you to open Instagram
that's
right now.
That's so silly.
The picture, but I can show you the proof that he opened it.
Wow.
Listeners, bear with me.
I think that we should listen to something else in the meantime.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that before that, we were listening to Bonnie Waite by Wolfmon. I'm speaking of projects, I'm really confused about the Wolf verse. The Wolfie verse, because it's full of things, and I just like don't understand who's who and where they're.
Wolfman is like the front man of Wolfpack, and it's his side project.
Are there other ones?
Are there other offshoots of Wolfpack?
Yeah, or like other side projects of people in Wolfpack.
Yes, but like. Not with, or there's like Wolfnik, but I think that's a album.
That's this, yeah. Wolfnik is the release of this.
So I think like there are other projects that they're involved with, but it's not like the same etymology.
Okay, gotcha.
It's like
because I feel like it's not infrequent that I hear something. I'm like, this can't be anything but Wolfpack, and then it's not Wolfpack, nor is it Wolfman.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Intrigued.
We'll get back to you on that.
I also have to hop on my family's Zoom call, so I'm going to be in the other room.
Okay, so...
Thanks, guys.
So, for now...
Turn off mic 4.
Okay. I actually just turned it on. And... So now we're going to listen to... Not Honky Tonk Women, which is what I cued on the computer, but... You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones. Do you have any thoughts about this?
I feel fine. What about Que Sera?
It's coming.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Don't
spoiler.
Even worry. Yeah, spoiler alert.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's good. But honestly, I feel like they have similar messages, so maybe we'll scoot Que Sera up. Because, we'll you know, see. Whatever will be.
My mom loves the Rolling Stones.
Whatever will be, and also, you can't always get what you want.
Exactly.
So.
I relinquish control.
Beautiful. Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you. ocean. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. A man, did he look pretty ill? I said to him, you can't always get what you want.
Just a little girl, I ask my mother, what will I be? Who will I be pretty? Who will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. be will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Kay, said I, said I. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Kay, said I, said I. What will be?
If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. Wow. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
I know that you feel better when you send us in your letter and tell us the name of your favorite vegetable.
Weg zum Horizont, denkst du vielleicht? Links und keinen Platz für Sieger. Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab'n Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn.
Thank you. take one on the chin. You're hammering your code, you don't know how long I've been watching the light.
Love.
Okay, this has been Songs with Words. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
Radio with an exclamation point at the end.
Thank you for joining me today, Talia.
So
hopefully
happy
next
to be
week
here.
Josephine will be back with us. But you know, we take every day in stride. Mm-hmm. Closing us off is Brutus the Eighth with Comfort.
And we're gonna maybe go eat burritos.
We will outside. Go outside and enjoy the sun.
Take a deep breath.
We hope you're enjoying your afternoon and that your Sunday takes you into a wonderful, lovely week. Okay, bye for
retweet.
Now.
Retweet.
Bye.
And when the solar flare hits town square, will you meet me by the old willow tree so we can reconcile? 'Cause comfort no longer exists without the internet, so let's just fall in love. Oh, well, we could fall in love. Let's just fall in love. Singed by the fire of the end. Can we make this work? Please? We are all we have hiding underground. Let's surrender together. I'll call your name from our newly built friend.